This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srisana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Vote counting of March 5th House of Representative elections completed. Results of all 165 constituencies announced under first-past-the-post electoral system. Six parties cross PR threshold. Out of over 12 million votes counted so far under proportional representation system, RSP tops with over 4.6 million votes. Health Ministry urges for precautions against increasing air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. And US President Donald Trump says war with Iran could end soon. Now the news in detail. Vote counting under the first-past-the-post system in the House of Representatives election has been completed. As of now, six political parties have secured seats in the House of Representatives. They are the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Nepali Congress, Communist Party of Nepal Unified Marxist-Leninist CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party, Shram Sanskriti Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Results from all 165 constituencies have been declared where Rashtriya Swatantra Party has secured win in 125 constituencies. The Nepali Congress is in the second spot with a huge margin, 18 victories, while it is trailed by CPN-UML with 9 victories. The Nepali Communist Party NCP secured 7 victories, while it is trailed by Shram Sanskriti Party with 3 victories. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party RPP and an independent candidate won the election with 1 seat each. Meanwhile, under the proportional representation system, more than 12 million votes have been counted so far. According to the latest updates, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has received more than 4.6 million votes. The Nepali Congress and CPN-UML has secured more than 1 million votes each. The Nepali Communist Party has secured more than 700,000 votes and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Shram Sanskriti Party has received more than 300,000 votes. In a meantime, Matrika Prasad Yadav of the Nepali Communist Party has won the House of Representative election from Dhanusa Constituency No. 1. According to the Election Commission, Yadav secured 10,428 votes, defeating his nearest rival Rampalton Sah of Nepali Congress, who received 9,485 votes. The result was announced yesterday after the Election Commission directed the Office of the Returning Officer to publish the final outcome. Earlier, the Commission had scrapped the candidacy of Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate Kishori Sah Kamal for being on a blacklist. The case is now under consideration at the Supreme Court, which has ordered the Election Commission to appear on March 10 today with the related documents. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has deactivated the Election Code of Conduct 2082-BS, enforced for the elections to the National Assembly and the House of Representatives from midnight yesterday. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhatrai said the decision was taken by the Commission yesterday after issuing a statement confirming that the election code will no longer remain in force from midnight. The code of conduct had been in effect since January 18 under the Election Commission Act 2073-BS with the objective of ensuring free, fair and fearless elections. The newly elected members of the National Assembly, Upper House of the Federal Parliament, have taken oath yesterday. National Assembly Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal administered the oath to 17 out of 18 National Assembly members amidst a ceremony. They were elected on January 25th this year. In the 59-seat National Assembly, the members have 6 years' term. However, one-third of them get their terms expired each 2 year as per constitution. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged everyone to take precautions against increasing air pollution. According to Ministry spokesperson Prakash Budha Thoki, the request was made as air pollution levels have risen in the Kathmandu Valley. Spokesperson Budha Thoki requested people with chronic illnesses and pregnant women to avoid going outside as much as possible since air pollution can significantly affect them. The ministry also stated that children, elderly people and patients with respiratory diseases such as asthma and chronic cough are particularly vulnerable and they should take special precautions. The ministry said that pollution in Kathmandu may continue for another week. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Rabi Lami Chane and Senior Leader Balendra Shah on their party's landslide victory in the House of Representatives election. In a message shared on his official social media X yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said he had warm telephone conversations with both leaders and congratulated them on their electoral success and the RSP's strong performance in Nepal's elections. He also conveyed his best wishes for the formation of the new government and reaffirmed India's commitment to working with Nepal for mutual prosperity, progress and the well-being of both nations. The Indian Prime Minister expressed confidence that through joint efforts, relations between India and Nepal will reach new heights in coming years. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
Video call garda no 4G Nepal Telecom ko 4G
sabai ko yo biswas ho ni Nepal Telecom ko 4G
game khelda ni tension no ji Nepal Telecom ko 4G apno bhanya aap nai ho ji Nepal Telecom ko 4G
Nepal Telecom rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. According to a report by Nepal Rashtra Bank, banking system is experiencing a prolonged period of excess liquidity despite an accommodative monetary policy. Banks have been accumulating surplus funds since 2023 with excess reserves exceeding 1.2 trillion rupees by December 2025. The report says the surplus followed a liquidity shortage between 2021 and 2023 when the central bank tightened policy after inflation surged during the COVID-19 pandemic. At the same time, Nepal faced pressure on its external sector due to declining exports and tourism income while imports increased. Inflation rose to 8.6% in September 2022 and foreign exchange reserves fell to about 6.6 months of imports. Despite lower lending rates and record foreign exchange reserves, the report says credit growth remains below projections, suggesting weak demand for loans in the economy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. United States President Donald Trump says the United States and Israel are close to achieving their objectives in the conflict with Iran, adding that the war could end very soon, although not within this week. According to Al Jazeera, speaking after recent military operations, Trump said the conflict was pretty much complete, but also noted that the United States had not yet achieved what he described as ultimate victory. The conflict continues as Israel and Iran exchange attacks across the region. Iran has launched strikes against Israeli targets and United States assets in the Middle East, including in Bahrain, Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. At the same time, Israel and the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah have continued exchanging fire. Lebanese officials say Israeli strikes have killed more than 486 people in Lebanon. Tensions remain high in the wider region. Iran has warned it could disrupt shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, a key global oil route. President Trump responded by warning Tehran of severe consequences if it attempts to block the waterway. Meanwhile, global oil markets reacted to the developments with prices falling in early Asian trading on Tuesday after briefly rising to around $115 per barrel on Monday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces as well as in the Tarai region of Lumbini province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting of March 5th House of Representatives elections completed. Results of all 165 constituencies announced under first past the post electoral system. Six parties cross PR threshold. Out of over 12 million votes counted so far under proportional system, RSP tops with over 4.6 million votes. Health Ministry urges for precautions against increasing air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. And U.S. President Donald Trump says war with Iran could end soon. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.